This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that since 2014, the government has delivered a decisive and powerful blow to Naxalism and Maoist terrorism. Addressing a large gathering at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat today, he said that before 2014, nearly 100 districts across the country were affected by Maoist activities, but today that number has come down to just 11. He further noted that only 3 districts remain seriously impacted by Naxalism.
आज मैं सरदार पटेल के सानिध्य में एकता नगर की इस धरती से पूरे देश को भरोसा दिलाता हूं जब तक देश नक्सलवाद माओवाद उस आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त नहीं हो जाता हम रुकने वाले नहीं है चैन से बैठने वाले नहीं है
The Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oath taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour. He said that after independence, Sardar Patel achieved the seemingly impossible by uniting over 550 princely states, embodying the vision of एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत
देश भर में हो रही एकता दौड़ रन फॉर यूनिटी कोटि कोटि भारतीयों का उत्साह हम नए भारत की संकल्प शक्ति को साथ साथ महसूस कर रहे हैं अभी यहाँ जो कार्यक्रम हुए जो अद्भुत प्रस्तुति हुई उनमें भी अतीत की परंपरा थी वर्तमान का श्रम और शौर्य था और भविष्य की सिद्धि की झलक भी थी
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue in Patel Chowk in New Delhi this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. The president described Sardar Patel as a great patriot, visionary leader and nation builder who accomplished the historic task of unifying the nation through his unwavering resolve, indomitable courage and adept leadership. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sardar Patel's dedication and spirit of national service continue to inspire all Indians. She called upon citizens to come together and reaffirm their resolve to build a strong, harmonious and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena also paid floral tributes to Sardar Patel at his statue. Home Minister Amit Shah also flagged off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Mr. Shah said, every year on 31st of October since 2014, the government is organizing the Run for Unity event in respect for Sardar Patel. The Union Home Minister said that after India's independence, the British decided to leave the country divided into 562 princely states. He said, within a short span of time, Sardar Patel accomplished the monumental task of integrating all 562 princely states, and the map of modern India that the world see today is the result of his vision and efforts. National Democratic Alliance NDA today issued the joint Sankalp Patra for Bihar Assembly Election 2025. The Sankalp Patra was released in the presence of Chief Minister of Bihar, Nitish Kumar, BJP President JP Nadda, BJP's Bihar Election in Charge Dharmendra Pradhan and the other NDA leaders. Speaking on the Sankalp Patra, BJP President Dilip Jaiswal said, NDA's manifesto means the guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and trust of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 at Rohini in New Delhi this afternoon. The program forms a key part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival, commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharshi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.